it's guaranteed to work.
That was incredible. That was like a four-year university degree in 20 minutes.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Okay, so there's six steps to build a business case of how to sell something, and then there's five steps to sell it. So you have to separate the two things, right? The preparation of what I'm selling, which is the quantifiable business case, which has a litmus test of one simple question. Can you see any reason you won't want to do this? And you got to be at the 120 level when you're asking that question, not just in math, but also in energy, in mind, and body, and spirit. Like you just, when you're talking to people, there's no doubt in their mind that this is true. And so what are those six things? One is the credibility, right? You got to have credibility of what you're talking about. So you got to be able to explain, you know, 21 days to build a habit, to change a habit, the proof behind it, the proof of why you guys are delivering it, the credibility. Two, the emotional aspect. Most people forget this one. Just remember, we are all connected by only one thing, emotions, energy and motion. We are all connected, layers and layers of frequency, right? That's how we're connected. So you gotta have an emotional connection. So you got credibility and an emotional connection. Then you have to quantitatively be able to present the reasons why the 21 will work, right? Quantitatively, man, you do this 21 days, quantitatively think about how much that's gonna mean to you. Two, the impact quantitatively. This will impact your life. What if you have the 21s to me, why it's valuable, I'll just give you some insight. It's the official habit machine, yeah. Right? Like people ask me what habit, they ask me what habit I want the habit of a habit machine. Mm-hmm. Think about it. You tell me, oh Dave, you know, it'll really help you out if you start, you know, taking fish oil every day, right? Boop, in my habit machine, no problem, never forget. Dave, it really help you if you stretch for 20 minutes a day. Boom, into the habit machine every day. I'm already on it, yeah. Right? Yeah. That's the habit, the game. Well, right. That's what the 21 is. It's a habit machine. You know, I want to take fish oil every day. All right, put it in the habit machine and you're going to have it as part of you. You'll never have to think about it again. Every day you'll be taking fish oil. So what impact would that have on my life? Holy shit, I'll tell you what kind of impact, an extraordinary impact quantitatively. I'll make more money, I'll help more people, and I'll have more fun, guaranteed by having the habit machine of the 21. Then you talk about the capabilities, right? The quantitative capabilities that it has. So now we talk about, this is an easy system, it lowers the bar, right? What's the hardest thing that human beings can do? Something every day, right? Go ahead, tell someone to touch the tip of their nose once a day for 21 days. 99% of the people can't touch their nose. They'll forget. I can't think of anything, you know, can't think of anything involuntary, right? That's easier than this, right? I don't even know how once of a hundredth of a second that takes, but I promise you, I'm an expert at this. I studied the habit machine. I love the 21. Right? I get what you're saying, right? Own my fucking life through a habit machine. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I will promise you this, that if you guys told me that you'd give me $1,000 each, if I could touch my nose 21 straight days, most likely I could do it. Even if I make $4,000. That's how far in my own way, and I'm teaching this shit. That's how hard it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how hard it is. I have a high likelihood, a chance, and I'm the king of this stuff, of forgetting myself. So I have to put that thing, that, you know, the habit machine, the 21, everywhere I'm going, make sure if I had it with me, if I had alarms, if I had whatever it is, I'd have a higher statistical success, even though I teach this self and I'm the guy. So you got credibility, emotional attachment, reasons quantitatively, impacts quantitatively, capabilities quantitatively, and then you got the ask, man. That's where we transfer into the five to thrive, the ask. You gotta have the energy now to have quantitatively, can you see any reason you won't want to move forward with our continual growth program? Would you like a habit machine? Could you see any reason you won't want to have a habit machine? Not after hearing the quantitative credibility, emotional aspect, reasons, impacts, and capabilities, right? And it's easy to get the emotional connection. I can do it right now. What's the one thing you wish you could do in your life?
The one thing I wish I could do? I wish continual growth would blow up.
Right, you want more money? You want more success in your company.
Yeah.
All right. So then I'm going to give you something. You need to be a student of your calendar every day. So I need you to take a minimum of 5 minutes a day. And I promise you, if you take a minimum of 5 minutes a day and you study your calendar, what you do in person, on the phone, via email and media, radio, print, TV, and social media, if you learn to ask and attract by being a student in your calendar, studying the white space of your calendar, keeping a better balance, 5 minutes, that's all I'm asking. 5 minutes a day, you will double the amount of money you make in an accelerated manner faster than you ever believed. Can you see any reason you want to do it? Can you see any reason? Just give me 5 minutes a day to study your calendar. Can you see any, right? That's an emotional connection. So I'm getting into what you like and what you don't like, what you want and what you don't like. So how do we do that? Now the selling side. You got the value side?
Yeah.
Once you got the value, now you're saying, Dave, go out there and hand $100 bills and ask for 20 back. Even if you do that, you still have to know how to sell. So here's the five steps to selling. Number one, stimulate interest and separate it from everything else. Stimulating interest is not the sale. How many of you have ever bought off of a phone message? So you got a phone message. Have you ever bought anything, hung up from a phone message, said, oh shit, I'm dialing up. Here's my credit card, hit six. But how many phone messages do you have of people selling to you?
Right.
It's a waste of fucking time. Because they haven't learned to stimulate interest as a separate component from selling. Stimulating interest has one goal, and it's diverted by two things. One, availability, right? If the person's available, I can stimulate interest. Two, unavailability. If someone's unavailable, this is why it's not a sale, because the objective of stimulating interest of an unavailable person is to get them to call you back and become available. Now, right, I can stimulate interest. So it's a duality, a different duality. People, millions of people every day are cold calling and they haven't understood the objective of a cold call, right? 80% of the time, the person's unavailable, so you better fucking practice on how to make them available. Not how to sell them or sell someone that's unavailable, like on a voicemail or email, or that's not selling. The only purpose of an email when you're selling is to stimulate interest to make the person available. Right? So unavailable, you, in fact, you're better off as a salesperson knowing how to take someone from unavailability to availability than selling.
Right.
Because statistically, if you can take that 80%, make them all available to you, even if you suck at selling, just by pure numbers, I'll close more people.
Facts.
And be a shittier salesperson. Because I'm working with 60, 70% of the people, not the 20 that are available. You might be able to close 10%. 10% of 20 is great, but if I got 80 and I'm closing 5%, I got four, you got two, I'm fucking making 400 grand and you're making 200 grand. It's math. All right, so stimulate interest. Availability to unavailability, now stimulating interest is to utilize the credibility, the emotional reasons, impacts, capabilities. So what do? We stimulate interest. My only purpose is to get you to listen, to allow me to share a vision. That's it. The same way my only purpose is to take unavailability to availability. When someone's available, I only want to stimulate interest. And so I do that using usually the credibility and emotional aspect something. So here's one way. Would you be interested, right? Or I usually start even a little bit more with the reasons, impacts, and capabilities of what you like and don't like. So if I'm trying to stimulate interest, I could say, raised in the fourth city. What is that?
So we were all born in London, which is about 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Oh, I love London. Have you guys gone to a premier game?
So you're thinking of London, England?
Yeah. Oh, London to Canada.
Ontario.
Ontario.
I was actually born in England.
You were
born. I'm a Premier League fan.
Chelsea. Are you? What, Chelsea?
Yeah.
So you'll get this. I went to Chelsea Man City game.
Stamford
in
Bridge?
Chelsea. Yeah. Walked through the town.
Wow.
Okay.
That's cool. Damn, that's cool.
Right now? I've connected emotionally.
Dope.
Now I can say, man, the reason I got to go to the UK is that I actually believe in habits and that I just literally have created a paradigm of habits in my life. And I use this unbelievable thing called the habit machine. It was created by the 21. It created continual growth in my life. I travel the world. I've been literally live a bucket life and get paid for it. I believe in activity. I get paid for it. I don't get paid for. Would you be interested in learning about my habit machine?
Yeah.
That was sick.
Okay, then you transition the interest. He says, yeah, it would be. Okay, now to transition the interest, now I can send information, right? Or I can further describe information, right? For me, I usually send information. I say, terrific. They look over the information. Then I come back in a whole separate thing. So I stimulate an interest. I transition interest either verbally or through collateral materials. video, email, blah, blah, blah. Then I come back to share the vision separately. Right? So, you know, what'd you think of the Habit Machine? Could you imagine, you know, what's the number one thing you'd like to change in your life? Boom, get that, right? And then say, you know, what would you like about that? If you literally could meditate for 20 minutes a day, what would you like about it, right? What would, you know, the baseline, right? If you knew your baseline, therefore you could start controlling your ego, because you know when you're outside of your baseline, you know when you're off trajectory, you know when you're creating a void, shortage, or obstacle, right? How much money do you think we could make, man, if you stayed out of your own way? If you had less resistance in your life, if people said yes to you, if when you cold call people, it was effortless and no resistance, what would that mean? Could you, how many calls do you make a day? Oh, right? Now, I share a vision. Can you see any reason you won't want to use the Habit Machine? It takes minutes to change your life. Every aspect of your life, your money, the amount of people you impact, and your fun. How much is that worth to you?
Right. So what you're like, because in traditional sales, right, you're always taught to like show the value and the benefits, right? But you're almost asking the person
always
to give you the always benefits, and then
yeah, because I asked them from what you told, so I can do like the basics of this, right? I can say, tell me a reason you'd like to change that habit, and let them tell me the reason, right? And then I could narrow them like a lawyer with closed-ended questions. Say, hey, would it also help? I'll just do one for real. Right? What was your habit again?
The habit?
Oh, yeah. Well, give me a habit. Someone give me a habit that you want to change about yourself.
Let's say reading a book.
Reading a book. I want to read more.
Yeah.
Why do you want to read more?
I think that's how I'll get knowledge.
And why is knowledge important to you?
Because if I stick to what I already know, then I'm limiting myself. By exposing myself to more information, I can use that knowledge.
Those are called open-ended questions, right? He had to explain it to me. Now, here's a closed-ended question. Now, what if I know that the 21, one of the key values of it is to raise your awareness as well as your knowledge.
Right.
Increase your skills through knowledge. So now what I would say is, Z, would it also help you if I could raise your awareness so you could be more aware of things like whether to buy or sell?
Yes.
Would it also be of value to you if you could acquire skills that allowed you to make more money as well?
Absolutely.
So from what you told me, Z, the reasons you'd like to buy the Habit Machine or subscribe to my 21 program or the Continual Growth program is that you could increase your knowledge, your skills, your awareness, and your desire from what you told me. Can you see a reason you won't want to sign up? Boom, shared a vision. Boom, every time, 120 rule. I blow it out of the water. Bob Proctor did it to me last night. He soft sold me, Justin's watching, and I told him, I was sitting there, I'm like, he said, I can do this, and he's like, the reason, and went through his whole little program. I got this small program, it's $30. And every day, you get my best piece of advice. At the end, right, you know you're selling when I'm like, dude, no, wait, I wanna pay, where do I sign up? Can I give you my $30? But I want to know your best piece of advice every day, right? Who paid 30 bucks for my best piece of advice? I ain't selling it, right, but I give it. Because then it's even more value. Because I don't need your $30. Maybe someday I will. I don't know. I don't today. I don't need it. What I need to do is elevate you. So stimulate interest, transition interest, share a vision. Now comes how your business thrives. That's selling to share a vision. Remember, only 20% is selling. I say 20% is selling, 80% is collecting. And not just money. Collecting is managing and developing a vision, not exceeding expectations. Because I'll tell you, the majority, if not all the time, it's impossible to exceed expectations. Because people expect perfection, and we're not perfect. Yeah. But you know a bullshitting, overselling, manipulating, lying salesperson when they're constantly telling you, I exceed expectations, because I used to do it. Can't exceed expectations, brother. What can do is manage and develop your expectations. Right, I can manage and develop it to provide 120 value continually to you so that, you know, these products here that I sit there and go, I don't want this. And then, you know, my camera guy's like, dude, I'm going to buy them for you. That's how much I know you need them. I don't want to try them. They're going to fall out. It's going to cost me money, you know, blah, blah. You know, all the things in my head, resistance, which is not an expectation of what it is. And so he's so passionate about it. He's like, dude, of course I'm going to buy my own. I'm not going to make him do it. So I buy my own, I put them in, I'm like, whoa, manage and develop my expectations.
Right.
whoa, my God, I was like, where's my phone? I just put it down, I'm walking around, the clarity, I'm like, I'm so much more productive and accessible because of these. And how much is productivity and accessibility worth in my life? Millions of dollars for 159. Can you see any reason? So now what do? People say, you like those? Oh my God, I love these. You gotta get them, it makes me millions of dollars. You gotta get this, managing and developing business. What's happening? These guys have a whole bunch of sales reps they're not paying. That's the cheapest way to do business. That's thriving, step five, thriving. You know you're thriving when you have stimulated, first stimulate interest for availability, then stimulate interest for the sale, transition interest through professional collateral and explanation, share a vision of true value, 100 to 20, manage and develop the vision by providing value that you promised, not exceeding, right? Even though sometimes it will, but very, very often it won't. But you're managing, developing it, and you're creating a huge sales force of people that's sharing Dave Meltzer's content because it has value, because I didn't ask you for $30 a day to get my videos, or $30 a month, or $30 a year. It's just value. And so what do? You're like, oh my God, this guy can bring the heat, right? These are all my friends. I got 1,000 friends. You got 1,000 friends. You got 1,000 friends. Now I got 4,000 more people that are like, oh, these AirPods are amazing. This Dave Meltzer is amazing. And then those 4,000 become 4,000. And that's how your own habit machine turns into what you want, which is making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and having a lot of fun with it because your boys are all doing it with you. And you just need 11 different things. 6 on this side, credibility, emotional attachment, reasons, impacts, capabilities, and ask of value. And then 5 to thrive, stimulate interest first, from unavailable to available, then stimulate for the sales, transition interests, share a vision, manage and develop a vision, and then finally, the gold, the holy grail, thrive. That's what you guys can do. It's guaranteed to work.
That was incredible. That was like a 4-year university degree in 20 minutes.
You're welcome. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making the playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.